Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open. We are Quixie 98.3. Brian and Trisha and Chris Jesse from the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Hey, I like the whole Silk Sonic thing.
Yes, me too.
I really like that. Yeah. I love the videos, too. They have a lot of... Have you watched the videos?
I've only seen part of one video.
They have a lot of fun doing that.
They do.
I like the Silk Sonic thing.
Yes.
So, I understand you know, you're a Christmas decor early queen.
Yes.
So you settle on Halloween. That's the benchmark to put in a bow tie.
My people would do it in June.
Right.
If I let them put Christmas stuff up that early. But I'm like, I just have to hold them off until Halloween day. That's
the day. I
want to
get the outside stuff up so I can still feel my hands tying it to the gable. So
is yours up yet?
No, I haven't done that. But okay. I mean, I'm not going to wait till it gets too cold to get out and put the wreaths up in the gables, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So people talk about decorations a lot. I know in radio we talk about, when's too early to put on Christmas songs, that kind of thing. When's it too early to watch a Christmas movie?
Huh. Well,
And we have to take Hallmark out of this conversation because
aren't they?
They do that year round, so they're kind of like the outlier.
Okay, well, my family, the girls and I at least, we do watch Hallmark Christmas movies.
Okay, and I do too. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying you can't for this conversation. I don't think.
Okay, so I would say I'm ready.
Okay.
I don't know if there's an exact date, but when they start coming on TV, who determines that?
But you can see like Elf on FX year round.
That's
or something.
Oh, Elf. I love that movie.
I do too.
That's probably my favorite Christmas movie.
And two of my all-time favorite movies, forget Christmas, our movies, period, our Christmas movies. It's Wonderful Life and Christmas Vacation.
Yes. That's a good one.
So, you know, around Halloween, you start to see the Christmas Vacation thing start to pop up because everybody wants to dress up like Cousin Eddie.
Yes, that's true. And then it just kind of transitions from there to Christmas.
It does. But so that was my pondering is when is too early to watch Christmas movies? And if I watch them all year round, I get fatigued.
Yeah.
Especially like Home Alone. But I love to have at night, have the puppies, the fur babies at the feet.
And
in the fleece blanket.
Is it better when it's cold outside?
Does it
feel more Christmassy?
Yes.
And it's dark earlier?
The ambience in our setting is an ambience of the white glow of the Christmas tree in the room. And I'm watching Home Alone. And
so
is he going to escape this time? You know, like, I don't know.
It's kind of like going to a fast food restaurant and you stand there for a minute like, I don't know what to order.
Yeah.
Well, I've been here a million times. So, yeah.
I'm sure that's been a conversation. Drive-through ordering. So it's a whole nother day.
So, yeah, when is too early or what is the right day to start watching Christmas movies?
Just to be honest with you, Halloween's kind of my transition, too. After Halloween, it's fair game because we have all of our movies categorized, and I'm pretty particular and organized about stuff like that.
Would you call that OCD?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. But I have all my movies archived, ripped on a hard drive, and the Christmas folder's unlocked on Halloween.
All right.
So that's
Halloween.
Kind of my idea.
All right. Well, I don't know that there's a wrong answer, but I feel like our answers are the right answers.
Yes.